So I was open and I was ready and I was excited. Now I wasn't in fear anymore because it literally helped me to just transmute that energy. And I knew that I had, I knew that I had the support. And so it's like I had this belief in myself and my ability to mother this child, my body to take care of it. And my son was due on September 14th. And on August 25th, so on August 25th, I woke up and I knew, I didn't hear any external voice, but my spirit said, you need to have this baby now. Like there's something wrong. And I called my doctor, who had been with me through all of those losses. And I said, I need to have the baby now. I said exactly what I heard. I need to have the baby now. There's something wrong. And she said, you know, I'm sure she hears that from every pregnant woman when they're 3 or 4 weeks away, right? And she said, you know, Sunny, I just saw you last week. Everything looked great. You're fine. I'm getting ready to get married this next week. And so when I get back, if, you know, we'll have you checked again, but you got a good support system. We have a doctor on call, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you don't understand. You know, and I was sobbing and she's like, I'll check in with you when I get back. And so I hung up the phone. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm trying to in my head think, okay, how can I make myself go into labor? But she called me back about, you know, maybe an hour later. And she said, you know, with every one of the babies that you've lost, you knew. And there's something about your, she called it mother's intuition because she wasn't quite as woo-woo as I am. She goes, but there's something about your mother's intuition that I am not willing to ignore. So can you come in and we'll get you scheduled to have a C-section? Because I would have been induced. Normally they would induce, but because of the problems that I had with the first one, and I had my birth plan was to have a baby naturally, no drugs, all of that. But as soon as I got that vision and that message that I needed to have the baby now, I just went in and had a C-section and had him taken. And when they got in, the cord was wrapped around his neck twice. He was completely blue, and everybody didn't, I mean, nobody moved, and they grabbed the baby, they put oxygen on him, and I could see him from the side, and they put the oxygen on him, and a pink line just went right down his face. Like they just literally, the oxygen just breathed life into him. And, you know, is he going to be okay? Is there going to be any kind of brain damage from, he was perfectly fine. And beautiful and healthy and amazing and wonderful. So, you know, without that awareness, that sign from the angels that said, have this baby now, it's very likely that I wouldn't have had that opportunity and that he would have passed in utero, which two of the other babies that I was pregnant with did as well. So, August 27th, that's the day, 1997.